All right, next up we are lucky enough to have a member from the troupe that hosts this event, the Nerdalogs, is going to come up and speak. Caitlin Costello, everybody.
I'm normally a spectator at these things, so I thank you in advance for letting me take up slightly more time than normal. I lived in London for a year after undergrad to study classical theater. And because I was like, who knows classical theater? Those Brits. And I think about it probably every day because it was like the best period of my life. And I try to like figure out what it was about that period of time that was so good so I can keep feeling that in other things that I do. And one of the things that I constantly think about is how lonely I was and how much I had to get used to myself and spending time by myself and really working at relationships because those Brits. and I was extremely busy, which helped keep my mind off of how homesick I was. But one night a week I had off. Monday nights I had off, and I would do all my laundry, and I would cook for the week, and I would pack, because I was a theater, like, every day other than Monday nights. And on Monday nights, I was able to get the television show Prison Break. And it was the goddamn best thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. And I fell so much in love with this show because it was so good. I mean, this was like pre-home box office channel. this show was so good. And it took place in Chicago. And I talked about Chicago so much when I lived in London that there was an intervention. Like, we get it, Caitlin, we get it. But that's how much I love this city. So I was thinking about London and missing it. I went and I looked at the pilot episode of Prison Break, and God, I hate myself for loving that show so much. So I asked the Nerdalog boys to all learn a part or a couple parts in a very, very slimmed down version of this pilot episode. And they're going to do it. Now, the shtick here is that this is completely unrehearsed, but I've encouraged everybody to make their own choices, and we're just going to go with it.
Interior, tattoo parlor, night.
Set of sleeves, all in a couple of months. Takes guys years to get the kind of ink you've done.
I don't have a few years. Wish the hell I did.
Exterior, Chicago.
Take these newspaper clippings off this wall and put them in this box. This computer and put that in the box and go out on my balcony and throw it in the river.
Interior. Main bank, main area of bank. Day.
Who's the bank teller? Are you the bank? Blah, blah, blah! The wall! Open it!
We can't. The manager's not here.
Where is he?
Oh, he's. It's lunchtime. He's at White Castle.
White Castle? What is... White Castle?
Oh, it's a fast food restaurant. They serve those little square burgers.
I know what it is. Look, blah, blah. I'm not playing games here.
Well...
This is the police. We have you completely surrounded. Put down your weapon.
Interior courtroom. Day.
Rarely in the case of armed robbery do we hear a plea of no contest. Are you sure about this, Mr. Schofield?
I'm sure, Your Honor.
Your Honor, we would like to take a recess. My client's a bit confused at the moment.
I'm not, Your Honor.
He is, Your Honor.
I'll retire. All right, I'm going to retire to my chambers and think about the sentencing. Court recesses until 1:30.
Uncle Mike!
You're now getting arrested. You don't want to see me. Get out of here, LJ. You weren't supposed to see me like this. You were supposed to.
Interior holding cells. Dang.
Oh, God. I'm being walked through the prison. with somebody. Where's Veronica, my friend? Oh, there you go. You're the favorite.
Can you blame LJ?
Huh? Oh,
beginning
yeah.
Beginning to think that anyone that he attaches himself to is going to end up in jail. And you know what? He's not the only one. I know you. I know what you're doing.
Look, we've gone over this before, Veronica. I don't. I need to do this.
Interior courtroom day.
Yeah, you've been good to me your whole life, but let me deal with this, okay? Courtroom.
The lack of your prior criminal record, I'm inclined towards probation. However, the fact that you discharged a deadly weapon during the commission of the crime suggests malice to me. Mr. Schofield, it says here that you've requested to be incarcerated somewhere near your home in Chicago. I'm willing to honor that. There's only one Level 1 facility.
Level 1, Your Honor? But that's maximum security.
I realize that. But the only Level 1 prison near Chicago is Fox River State Penitentiary. I believe that's somewhere near Aurora.
Yeah.
I'm settling at 5 years. You'll be eligible for parole in half that time. Sentence to be carried out immediately.
Interior prison processing area. Day.
Okay, people, step outside the door. Keep the line moving. Up. Name and back number.
Schofield, Michael, 94941.
You got it right!
You a religious man, Schofield?
Never thought about it before.
Good. Because the Ten Commandments ain't worth the box of piss in here. Yeah, we only got two commandments. Two only. Commandment number one, you ain't got thing in common.
And what's the second commandment?
Secret commandment number one.
You're talking about the side of your neck? Come again?
You trying to be a smartass?
No, I'm just trying to fly low, avoid the radar, boss. You know, do my time and then get out of here.
Good. Because there's no flying under my radar.
Good to know.
Interior cell block day.
Can a brother get some AC in here? What you looking at, fish? You look kind of pretty to be up in here.
I suggest you take a seat, fish. Ain't nothing doing here but serve time. Ain't no one gonna serve it for you.
Someone get checked. Oh.
Oh. Welcome to Prisonyland, fish. Here's how it goes. Bernardo's got the hoops. Artaniel's got the benches. Wood's got the weight pile. CEO's got the rest. Mm. Man, I tell you, guards are more crooked than we are in here. Mm. Only thing separating us and them is a badge. Hey, what up, wholesale? You okay?
Oh, man, you can call me greater later. Why you hang around with that fish anyway, huh?
My new Sally! Listen, anything you want, he can get, okay?
I'm looking for someone. Lincoln Burroughs.
Oh, you mean Link the Stink? I mean Link the Sink.
Link the Sink, is that what they're calling him now?
Yeah, because he come at you with everything, including the sink, man.
Where can I find him?
Man killed the vice president's brother. You ain't getting to him.
It's there any way I can see him?
Guy's locked down. Only time you see him, P.I. in chapel.
What's P.I.?
Prison industry. Guys who get along, they get to work painting, scraping, making mattresses, whatever. Don't get too excited, fish. You ain't sniffing none of P.I.
Man, why you want to find Burroughs anyway?
He's my brother.
Interior, Michael Sells.
That's another word for love.
What's the contest?
Oh, you know, the kind like, I love you so much, I'm never gonna knock over another liquor store again kind of love. Except classy. I'm proposing to my wera if it's any business of yours.
In a letter?
You got a better way?
Face to face works pretty good.
The sand is actually the most romantic spot, fish. I'm gonna put her on the Staten Island Ferry. By the time she gets to Empire State Building, boom! Reads the letter. It's just as good as being there. Except, I won't be there.
Why don't you try passion?
Passion? That's dope! How do you spell that? P-A-S-H, right?
Uh-huh. Interior, Fox River Infirmary. Dang.
Tattoo looks fresh. Guess being diabetic, you don't mind needles very much.
Okay. I'm Michael, by the way.
Schofield. I read your report.
And you are?
Dr. Tancredi, will do.
What, are you a doc? Serving a... You're in prison?
Let's just say I like being part of the solution, not the problem.
Be the change in the world that you want to be. The change that you want to see in the world.
What? Oh my god, that was my senior grade quote.
Really? I thought that was Gandhi. Oh.
Just so you know, trust doesn't mean anything in here, all right? The only way you're getting these insulin shots is if I'm the one administering them. Put pressure on it.
Guess I'll be seeing a lot of you then.
I guess so.
Interior, cell block, Michael Sell.
Passion! Oh, what were you thinking?
Give it some time.
He's gonna think I went sissy up in here.
Give it some time.
No, man. Words with more than one syllable are gay. From now on, it's gonna be one syllable. Yes, no, love, hate, that's me.
Ah, she'll come around. Something.
Probably. Are you kidding me? I proposed to her. Man, we're supposed to have a conjugal on Tuesday. I ain't heard peep yet. You spooked her.
Interior, Fox River visiting area, day.
And what if they send you to Taylor Marion and not here?
I'll just be doing everything that I've been doing here, you know, eating Jell-O, drinking Kool-Aid. Oh,
I know what you're doing. You forget that I've known you your entire life, Schofield. Oh, it's not luck of the draw that you're in here with your brother. You have the most dysfunctional kind of love I've ever seen. What? So he beats you up so you stay off the street, and then you end up in Fox River with him. To what? To save him? I loved him too, you know.
Yeah, past tense, maybe. I still love him.
I gave him everything I had when I got back from college.
Yeah, but don't you think maybe you hurt him when you left before?
I talked to the bishop. He might be able to help him. You know, the Catholic bishop.
Somebody wants him dead.
You're grabbing at straws. Desperation.
Maybe, but I can't watch him die. I can't sit there and watch him die.
Interior, Veronica's office, day.
Bishop McMurro was killed last night. Someone shot him while he was sleeping. I thought you'd want to know.
Thanks.
Interior, conjugal room, day.
Oh no!
Why am I saying oh no?
Oh no!
Yes.
Yes, yes!
Yes, yes.
Yes! Oh, mama!
But we have to do it in the church.
You mean get married in a church?
Oh, yeah, of course. Wouldn't want to mess with Catholic rules, would we? A Catholic church?
Yes. Interior.
So, you went to Loyola?
You've been checking up on me?
I went to get to know my patients. I went to Northwestern. I graduated a year after you did.
Maybe we ran into each other, you know? Got drunk at a bar together.
I would have remembered that.
Is that a compliment?
No.
Wait.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Your blood glucose on this machine.
Oh.
Your blood glucose level is reading 50 deciliters per liter.
Jesus.
Your body's reacting like you're not even a diabetic. Type 1 diabetes. You sure you got it?
Ever since I was a little kid.
Interior, Fox River Conjugal Room. Day.
Hey, so how'd you get here anyway?
Oh, you know, Hector.
What?
I didn't have any money for the bus, so he offered me a ride. He was really sweet.
I don't like him.
Brett?
Yeah. Honey, he's just a friend. You don't have anything to worry about. It's you that I'm marrying.
Well, it's not you that I'm worried about.
Oh, my gosh. 16 more months. That's it. I love you.
Exterior, prison yard, dang.
Sucre tells me you're the local pharmacy.
What do you want, ma'am?
Mugnet.
I don't want to speak English.
Are you Bill Cosby?
Yes, I am.
It's an insulin blocker. Standard over-the-counter variety you can get in the pharmacy.
What, you can't get that at medical?
No, I can't get it at medical. I'm already getting insulin shots.
You want a messed up cracker.
I know.
Close shot on Michael Zahn. Zoom out to see that his tattoos are prison blueprints. The end.